Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, we see a renewed interest in crypto ETFs. Bitcoin ETFs rebounded with net inflows of $219 million, led by heavy hitters such as Fidelity, BlackRock, and ARK 21 shares. At the same time, Ethereum ETFs outperformed by drawing in nearly $444 million in fresh capital. This inflow comes after a challenging week marked by significant outflows, and it signals a cautious return of institutional confidence. In parallel, Canary Capital has filed for an American-made crypto ETF to spotlight assets like XRP, Solana, and Cardano, while Grayscale is moving ahead with its plan to convert the Avalanche Trust into an ETF. These developments highlight the momentum towards regulated investment products in the crypto space. Switching gears to treasury and stock moves, Strategy, formerly known as MicroStrategy, has made headlines by resuming common stock offerings to fund a Bitcoin purchase worth $357 million. This move added roughly 3,000 Bitcoins to its massive holding of over 632,000 coins. On the Ethereum side, Treasury firm ETHZilla has launched a $250 million stock buyback program following a steep decline in its stock, with its Ethereum holdings valued near $474 million. Meanwhile, discussions among major players including Galaxy Digital, Jump Crypto, and Multicoin Capital point to a potential $1 billion treasury fund for Solana, even as SOL faces short-term price pressure. Market technicals paint a mixed picture today. Bitcoin charts reveal modest weakness near key support levels, with recent data showing a significant sell-off triggering liquidations exceeding $846 million. Ethereum, despite an 8% pullback from its recent peak, continues to display bullish trend indicators. In an on-chain twist, large Dogecoin holders are actively accumulating during this market correction, signaling a bullish long-term outlook. This determined accumulation recalls the precision of classic arcade challenges, where every move was critical to beating the high score. Other developments add to today's dynamic landscape. The launch of Football.Fun, a browser-based Web3 fantasy soccer game on Base, has generated rapid growth with over 10,000 new users and a market cap surge from $60 million to $160 million over a weekend. Additionally, crypto staking ETF issuers are prioritizing centralized partners now that recent SEC clarifications have eased regulations around liquid staking. On a cautionary note, a new study from George Mason University has uncovered that a simple memory typo in AI models can introduce backdoor vulnerabilities, underscoring the evolving risks at the intersection of technology and finance. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.